This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, security's trying to throw us out. I love it. That's right, we're breaking the rules. All the rules are broken here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Second hour from the NoCo Hemp Expo. We're shutting it down, and then it's party time afterwards. And Super Don, no, I found no THC here. Not that I'm looking for it, but it's all CBD. It's all industrial hemp. That's the focus. Not like when we were at the Cannabis Cup the first year here in Denver when we were a little south of here. When it became legal, remember we were there for that.
Really?
And then
you breathe
in the air at 4:20. It was like you couldn't avoid it.
It was kind of foggy that day for some reason.
And it's not like that at this show. In fact, there's very specific about no vaping, no smoking here, all of that. So it's, if you thought I was going to be in a smokehouse or a smokeout, it's not. It's not that.
Well, the cops are here, so they got it locked down.
But I thought it's legal here anyway. It's just a policy of this show or not?
Well, I think it's also a policy of, like, this county and the sheriff has a problem with smoking. You know, it's more of a do it in your privacy of your own home kind of.
I didn't know. So all I did was take some plus CBD oil, and that was okay. Nobody harassed me on that at all. This hour, we got some more guests. Josh Hendricks is with me. Hemp Happy Hour. When does it air?
Tuesdays, 4 to 5 on listeningcommunityradio.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or... the podcast comes out every Thursday after that.
Right, and iTunes. You'll be getting some great interviews here while we're here.
Yeah.
And Super Don has earned, apparently, a plus CBD oil T-shirt, right?
Yeah, I'll let him have one.
He's like reluctantly letting you have one, Super Don. You know that.
I'll get your size in women's.
Okay. All right.
V-neck skin tight. That's how you like it, right, Super Don?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, cut off the sleeves too while I'm on it. Yeah. All right. New study shows this chemical in marijuana could make drug relapses a thing of the past. That's the headline. At outerplaces.com, right? Looks like a news thing. It's called Science News. It says that. New study shows this chemical. I wonder what it is. And you go down and scroll. You're like, it's something new, but it's something we've been talking about here for years. It's cannabidiol. How many states now that have fully embraced the cannabis plant, or even semi, but more embraced it, have found that the deaths to opioids and opioid addiction has dropped? They've shown, in some cases, I think upwards of 15% now, indicating that at the very least, you guys and gals need to be looking at it. Jeff Sessions, you need to get off your aspirin and start looking at, if you're really serious about taking this bite out of opioid addiction, that the hemp plant, cannabis, cannabinoid, CBD, is a big part of what can do it right now, not 10 years from now, right now.
I think it's a huge deal.
Okay, well, hold off on that call. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I think it's a huge deal. It's coming from Kentucky, you know, coming from a place where a lot of my friends went down the path of OxyContin and the heroin eventually, I assume. Or I know, you know, in certain states, you know, have been to rehab, have been to jail, all these different things, and some family members really involved in recovery systems. And just from what I'm understanding and what the science is starting to show us is that this could be the next wave of the evolution, as we call it, and this is, you know, think about how powerful that would be if you could end not end, but if you could really help bring, reverse that trend in the right direction with something like a hemp extract or something like that, that would be super cool.
Yeah. Well, Josh, introduce our new friend here, Scott Profiter. Why is he sitting to my right? You've brought me some great guests, so there's a lot of expectation here.
So Scott and I go back a little bit. Scott is a very big entrepreneur, hemp activist extraordinaire from the state of North Carolina. And for those who don't know, North Carolina is a pretty big deal in hemp these days. It's really coming online. A lot of good farmers there. Shout out to Finn Rasko, my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good farmers there doing a lot of good work and trying to progress their state, just like Kentucky and Colorado and all these other states have done.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott's kind of the main man there. But he also, and I'll let him tell the story, his company was just acquired by a fairly large tobacco company. And it shows the legitimacy of what's happening here. The big boys are starting to take note. Just like on our side, on the finished product side, the big supplement companies are starting to look at CBD and starting to look at the different cannabinoids in general, mm-hmm. coming from hemp and the legal status of that, et cetera. The big farmers, the big processors, the big machines that make us able to have products like this on the shelf, mm-hmm. from the ground all the way through the processing until we take possession of it, are folks like him. And so with that, we'll...
Scott Profiter, so North Carolina, again, big, deep South state. They call it the religious states, and they often have a very negative perception of cannabis in any or all of its forms, and they haven't nuanced it. So how has North Carolina come on so quickly? I didn't know this.
You know, it's really interesting to me to see the reaction. I live in a tiny little town called Hobgood in North Carolina. It's easy to miss.
What a name.
We have a caution light, though.
Okay.
Really easy to miss. But, just the reaction from even the older folks in town,
mm-hmm.
as to what we're doing in town with processing cannabinoids from industrial hemp, it's universally positive. Because folks see the economic impact opportunity there, but also there's a ton of stories from around the community as far as folks that this stuff has helped. My father-in-law being a prime example, mm-hmm. he's been farming for the last 30 years and he's developed Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we even started this company, he did some research on his own and started taking CBD. And there weren't a lot of domestic products available at that time, so he was getting, I'm sure you've seen them, Josh, the basically tinctures out of like Spain that don't really have any label on them at all. Mm. But the thing that he noticed, the thing that he noticed the most was that it helped him sleep through the night, which is huge for Parkinson's.
Oh, yeah.
Because, his medicine would wear off and his tremors would start back up.
So reality is now overwhelming religiosity.
Absolutely.
I like that word, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man.
CBD.
That's a $20 word there.
It's CBD talking, folks. So what do you see at this point? I mean, are there a lot of obstacles that still remain within the North Carolina legislature, the lawmakers?
So I think realistically we have a little ways to go legislatively. So the way the legislation was written in North Carolina, they're able to regulate the agricultural aspect of it, but not the actual processing and
the hemp byproducts.
They don't have it clarified quite as well.
Right.
Exactly.
So you don't see massive acreage planted at this point, maybe on universities at all?
Well, I tell you, there was, I believe I'm correct when I say that there were 1,900 acres that were permitted to grow in North Carolina last year, and that was the first year of the program.
Wow.
So that's a pretty dramatic amount, and I would expect that to probably double this year.
Hmm.
Wow.
Things are moving so fast, folks. I mean, we report on this, and it's like being at an event like this, I can't get here every day, and these don't happen every day. But, Josh, I do appreciate you bringing me out and making sure that I could be here.
I just wanted you to do a couple of shows all about hemp, too. I mean, I know you like to touch on all kinds of good stuff, and you're always one of our best advocates. Your promo code does very well, so that means you got.
I hear a lot of people like it from the Robert Scott Bell Show. But to expand on so many aspects, again, I can only do a little hit and run occasionally.
Yep.
So this is an immersion to meet people like that you're bringing into this, and I'm seeing a whole other side that's going on that it's not getting the publicity that it should.
Well, and I had my panel earlier, which is about hemp and CBD and retail, and you know, where I'm on stage with five other competitors, essentially, and we're all saying the same thing. It's about education. It's about education. It's about education.
And you're exactly right. It is 100% about education at this juncture.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to keep educating. We certainly do it here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and special events from time to time. We've got other upcoming events. I'm going to be at the Alive Expo in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I'll be up at Total Health in Canada. And I will be talking about neurological degeneration diseases. You talk Parkinson's and things. And a big part of the remedies that I speak about is basically hemp-derived CBD, and you know, even the other cannabinoids that are available to you. So there's a lot more to go. I'm not going to run out of anything on this topic. Sure. So what else would you like my listening audience? And they're all over the place, including North Carolina. We've got great folks down there. They need to know.
I guess you talk. I talk a lot about. You know, my grandfather was a tobacco farmer mm-hmm. as a hobby. He's a CFO of a road construction company, but tobacco did help a lot, and
yep.
we didn't even have to do it. Our neighbor did it, you know, and that's mm-hmm. kind of how I want my farm to be. And now I'm looking at organic and all this other stuff with my farm. But talk about kind of the tobacco sense. Like, that's what I meant when I said the big boys play now is mm-hmm. these guys
have got to survive. They've got to find a way.
They're not growing any tobacco, and they're relatively.
It's not growing. It's not a growth industry tobacco
at all. So we're seeing this as an agricultural crop, number one, first and foremost, but also an opportunity to diversify and keep those farms going and generating and utilize the land, et cetera. Talk about that a little bit.
That's the part that's really exciting to me because tobacco farmers in North Carolina are the perfect candidates to be growing hemp. They have all sorts of resources at their disposal that are currently in use in tobacco production that translate perfectly into hemp production. I mean, you talk about having to dry the stuff after you harvest it. Well, guess what? They've been curing tobacco in tobacco barns.
Yeah, we got a lot of those barns.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and it's actually we believe perfect for hemp. We had a couple of growers out my way that tried it this year, and it worked really well. And then we had growers that utilized tobacco transplanters to actually plant this stuff. I mean, the great part about it is they have the labor, because it's a very labor-intensive crop when you're growing for CBD.
Mm-hmm.
They have the labor, and then they have existing infrastructure that can be applied directly to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that money that's moving out of the area with tobacco downsizing a little bit where we're at can go straight into hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Thank you. I appreciate you coming on, Scott.
Scott, thanks
really
for having
nice
me. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I thought these people liked me enough to come on the radio.
Dude, I'm so impressed. I had the wrong impression about you all this time, Josh. All right, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special guests Annie Rouse and Jason Amatucci coming up next. And other surprises, go to robertscottbell.com live from the NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, speaking a lot about the Deep South today, right? We got Kentucky people on, we got North Carolina people on, and here's a classic example of why sometimes the people look at the South and go, I don't know. I'm a transplanted Southerner, so I know, but in Louisiana, a lawmaker was really duped for what we now know is called fake news. He cited an erroneous story that 37 people died in Colorado on the first day of legal marijuana sales. I don't know if y'all remember this, but there was a fake news purposefully done, just to a parody to go, yep, it's legal now. 37 people suddenly just died out of the air. So Louisiana State Representative Dodi Horton found herself citing that story as a real story because, you know, she doesn't like it in Louisiana. This is we still have some ignorance to overcome, John.
Our man Tim Hitt in Louisiana would really enjoy that story if he's out there listening.
Yeah, that's a classic, dude.
Are you lawmaker? That's
right. It's not everybody, but man, when they fall hard. Well, a regular on your show, the Hemp Happy Hour, right?
Yeah, Annie Rouse.
Annie Rouse is coming up, and she's sitting to my right, but you got to tell me a little bit about her because, you know, she's on the show now.
Annie's been into hemp since she was like two. her dad.
A hemp baby, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. Her dad does filmmaking and stuff like that and was part of the Hempsters Plant the Seed team back when Woody Harrelson got arrested and tried. Mm-hmm. They were trying to legalize hemp in the 90s, so she kind of grew up with it. She's a Fulbright scholar.
Whoa.
Studied hemp in Canada.
You're getting me all these smart people.
I was just thinking that. I was like, we've got PhDs, yeah. Fulbright scholars. You and I are right? Way out.
We're just like, yeah, I don't know how we got in off of scraping the ground. We're here. We crawled in. So, Annie, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
So, you know, obviously, you must have some things to say because you keep coming back on the healthy hemp happy
hour. Well, that's
what I was
getting to. She's now got all kinds of new ventures, Friends of Hemp, which I'm on the board of, but mainly her new marketplace. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Anavi Market, we launched in February of 2018, and we are a marketplace powered by plant-based alternatives. So we do mostly hemp-derived CBD products. Mm-hmm. We have a verification process that we have all of the manufacturers go through. So we want to make sure that the product that we're providing to that end consumer is the best quality product on the market.
Anavi, A-N-A-V-I-I?
Yes.
Sounds like it was came from Pandora and James Cameron. Did anybody say that? Anavi?
No. It was actually came from two words.
Bring this up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Alternative and vivo. Mm-hmm. Vivo meaning I live in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of shortened it down and ended up finding Anavi, which is actually Sanskrit for kind to people.
Oh, I love Sanskrit. She's using Sanskrit. She's very smart. Fulbright scholar and everything. That goes beyond what they teach you as a Fulbright scholar, though, I think. That's really cool. Now, the Anavi Market, there's a lot of places people can buy hemp, but is what you're doing different in that you're validating the content, purity, all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so we make sure it's a very rigorous application process. We make sure that the manufacturers are doing all their proper laboratory testing, microbiologics, phytocannabinoids, of course.
What do you find out about these guys?
They are an approved product on our market.
So they've been tested and approved, third
tested
party.
Tested and approved.
Nice. Well
third
done.
Party verified. And so they were actually one of the first brands to go through that process. So very exciting. We were so excited to have them on board, being one of the leaders in the industry. And now we have five different brands, CBD brands that have been approved. We also sell
other
products. Yeah. Now we're here. Everyone's like, oh man, you got plus CBD oil in there. You got, all these other brands. We went in on the action. So we're very excited about the growth opportunity. I just brought on Jason Amatucci, who's been doing some great work in Virginia. So we just recently launched a press release officially stating that Kentucky and Virginia are partnering up to form a Anavi Market. So brought him on.
I remember something about the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions going way back. So there's a history there.
Oh, yeah. There's rich history with Kentucky
and
Virginia.
We're both Commonwealths.
Yeah. Yeah.
We both hate West Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I love West Virginia.
Well, I don't like their vaccine policy. There's no exemptions there. No religious exemption. How could it? Aren't they in the South and they have no religious exemptions? Crazy. Anyway, so Annie, also availability beyond like botanicals and supplements. Are we talking clothing and other hemp products? Are you focused mostly?
Yeah,
look at that shirt.
Yeah, this shirt.
Oh.
So actually when I very first started in the hemp industry, my blog was Think Hempy Thoughts, and I drew this by hand, procrastinating during my Fulbright one day. So
Where's my hemp shirt?
I should have brought you one.
See, the thing is, normally when I'm at home, when I'm at home in my studio, I get to wear the shirts that I get.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you got one, I want to wear it on the air.
All
right, folks. I'll and Super Don's still going to get one from... Yes, he said.
Yeah, I love you.
Josh Gunn. a female cut. Everything. It's good. You're going to love it. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing. Annie, you're going to make way for Jason, who you mentioned. Amatucci coming up next.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. And other surprises still to come, live from the NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado. Hemp.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Scott Belcher.
All right, Josh Hendricks is keeping it real. We getting a selfie? No, that's not a selfie. We got Andy's taking a picture of us right now. All right. We're awesome, right? This is the NoCo Hemp Expo, and we're being joined by somebody who is heavy in the lobbying effort. His first name is Jason, and if I say, Jason, what are you? He'd have to say, I'm a Tucci. Did anybody do that?
Nobody's ever done that.
Right? Does that translate from Italian that I'm a Tushy or I have a Tushy? What is Tucci?
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
I'm not sure what it means, so I just wondered. But you are in Virginia.
Yes.
And we were just talking with Andy about this. Again, I'm getting caught up on some exciting stuff that's happening on the state level in states that I had no earthly idea that they were beginning to open to cannabis and hemp and agriculture and the economics of it.
Right. Yeah, and I do have to say first foremost that Virginia did give Kentucky
the land to actually exist. So.
He's going way back.
So,
folks.
You know, I got to throw that in there.
I used to live in Bourbon County because it used to take up a third of the state.
So. Yeah. our generosity and, you know.
Yes, exactly. But, so. So what did you do, or what have you done? What has succeeded in Virginia? Well, What's going on?
So I'll talk about you. I met Jason right before I moved back to Kentucky. He had started the Virginia Industrial Hemp Coalition, and he's been one of the loudest advocates for this. And what he did in Virginia, which people need to realize is so important, is he switched Bob Goodlatte's mind on hemp. Thomas Massie, who you love, Congressman Massie from Kentucky, used to stand on the House floor and debate Congressman Goodlatte from Virginia that no, this wasn't the camel's nose under the tent for marijuana, and this was hemp, and it was about agriculture. And when Virginia started doing the industrial hemp pilot programs through their universities, Jason organized a time for him to come and see it as agriculture. Jason's countless conversations with he and his staff, and now fast forward, and Bob Goodlatte's a co-sponsor of the bill.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like one of the biggest cheerleaders.
So screaming and yelling and stomping and calling them names doesn't always succeed.
No, not at all. It was actually when we brought the farmers up to his office with the family before he even saw the hemp, and he got to realize that, you know, this is real farmers. They really want to do this. And I thought that was really the kind of the moment where he started to realize, you know, this is an agricultural commodity and it does have a market, you know. And so, it's important because that he kind of symbolizes an entire sort of generation of not understanding the cannabis, you know, what hemp is and what it isn't.
Yeah, and holding on to it in many cases, reluctantly to let go and think maybe there is something here.
Yeah.
So to give kudos to Thomas Massie and others that are educating, and the key, like when you were on your panel, it was about educate. Now, as a lobbyist, how much patience can you do in the education, because it's a big money investment for people that are in lobbying.
Yeah.
So it's a long view.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of grassroots advocacy, and you know, it is kind of frustrating that we have to do so much education. You'd think by now, 2018, people kind of get it, but we're getting there. We're getting there. We still have, you know, a little ways to go with some folks, but I think we've come a long way. And once people start to see that the farmers are making money with this, we get the processing in, you know, that's what it's going to take.
And what I've, you know, I've known Jason for a long time. I know he has a successful business that's not hemp related. I've always wondered, what's Jason's next step going to be into the hemp industry? What business is he going to get into? And then Annie told me that they were partnered up on this Anabi Market thing, and I thought, man, that's a hell of a team they got there.
Yeah, I think we make a good team, and I think Kentucky and Virginia coming together is a big storyline here, because we're going to think, I've always thought of this as a regional base, and it could be the leader in the world very soon, and it would be, you know, these southeastern states. And
we had North Carolina on. I mean, you know, talking about basically the tobacco areas.
The South is rising again. Y'all Yankees. Yeah, unless you're going to grow hemp, then you're not cool. Right, this is what's happening here.
But we really want to go market-wise. We want to go where people haven't gone. You know, we really want to bring the education to, you know, soccer moms, urban professionals, yoga studios.
Speaking my language.
Yoga studios right then.
I just mean the newer, you know, expand the market.
Do you have do you have hemp yoga pants there, Annie? Because Josh wants a pair.
I do love my yoga pants.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, basically where we really want to spend a good amount of money on marketing and really push that and try to get the customer base to understand that this is something that they can use daily and just make it a part of the routine for their health.
Excellent.
Making hemp cool.
I like it. You brought up health. This is a good topic. That's what we do on this show. I know we're going to transition, Jason, and I'm really glad to connect with you and Annie. I hope we can talk some more on what you're doing. And really awesome T-shirt. Love the design that you did there. That's really cool. Nice job.
Yeah, and we have a coupon code for AnabiMarket.com. It's, what is it, NOCO?
We got NOCO,
NOCO,
NOCO Expo, and Hemp Happy Hour. Yeah. If you go to AnabiMarket.com, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
And it's AnaviiMarket.com. I think Superdon may have put it in there.
Yeah, 15% off, I think.
NOCO Hemp? Yeah, NOCO Hemp. All right, check it out. Folks, do it.
They're verified products.
All right, cool. Well, we'll transition here. I've got a question of the day coming in from Shane. He says, "Hi, Robert and Super D. Thank you for answering my question on YouTube the other day about my grandma, Gail. Well, the doctors are saying they did some tests and she has high levels of, well, I don't know if they said calcium levels on her ovaries. I believe one of the tests was a CT scan. There's fluid around the stomach area, which the doctor said I believe was caused by the ovaries, I think. There's a lot of questions here, Shane. I see that. There's fluid in her lungs, which we thought could have been attributed from the flu shot or from cancer, which is what the doctors believe it is. Again, there's a lot of unknowns here. I told her about selenium, chromium, and silica, and briefly how it could help her. I was going to buy these supplements for her, along with the CanGest T to help her liver produce enzymes to help with cancer, if that's what she has. But I don't know how much to tell her to take of each of these supplements and for how long. I really don't know how many bottles. I mean, you know, this is Shane. It's a big question. First, you got to know she's going to do it. Otherwise, don't waste your money. Don't force it on her if she's really open to it. You know, as we say, the baseline of the silica challenge is 3 tablets 4 times a day for 3 weeks. Build there. Selenium of the whole food form. You've seen it in Unlock the Power to Heal. You know where to get it. 400, 600, or even 800 micrograms a day. But it's a whole food form. It's not a synthetic isolate. And the chromium, that's 100 micrograms 3 times a day, maybe a 4th time a day if needed. Let's see. Anything else you recommend? Yes, CBD. Are you kidding me? Have you been listening? Hemp CBD for your grandma would be great for a lot of the reasons, systemic inflammation, and even it's just the anxiousness of going through what she's going through. So definitely pluscbdoil.com. God bless you all on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Shane says you are all doing a great service to all of humanity. For those who are brave enough to listen and have the heart to take the steps to help the people we love, God bless. Well, Shane, God bless you, and thank you for asking the question for your grandma and for sharing your perspective. So who's joining us now?
So we have my good buddy, Ryan Desmond.
Ryan, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From our favorite organic restaurant city, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, that was awesome out there.
Ryan and I met out there. We met at the HIA conference in Lexington, and then I was out there a couple weeks later, and we hung out. He then came to Kentucky. I took him to a UK football game, which he got to suffer through.
Not an Oregon Duck game, a little better.
Oh, I think it was awesome.
Yeah,
I'd go back to a UK football game anytime.
It's a lot of fun, but sometimes it's heartbreaking.
They're more basketball school.
Well, that could be heartbreaking
even too. Yeah, I guess so. So
Ryan came and hung out, but Ryan, his company's business is extraction.
Okay.
And CO2 extraction at that, which we know is the cleanest, purest form of extraction on the market right now.
What's the name of the company?
Zelios.
Oh,
Zelios.
I think I got your card. I went by and saw y'all earlier today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he was
somewhere in
still
here.
In bed, but sorry, you got somebody's card.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. I want to review that. But from what you were telling me, and I thought they're opening up extraction in the U.S. in other places.
So Oregon, Colorado, and Kentucky. Big facilities, large scale. Anybody can be contracted by a company like us to grow, and then they dry that material. They would take it somewhere like this, just like you would a tobacco processor. These guys are going to process it to whatever level of processing you need through CO2 and some other things after that, and then companies like us would take that material and make great products.
Ryan, if you're expanding like this in the new cities, you're not doing it for charity. I mean, obviously, this market is growing. I mean, there's got to be a demand that's going. We don't have enough places to extract.
There's a lot of hemp out there, and there's a lot of people that don't know where to take it. Mm-hmm. You know, and if it's ever going to get into mainstream America, and we're going to get hemp and CBD and educate the people about the cannabis plant in general, it's going to take a push to get the industry to be able to handle that kind of capacity. So that's really at the core of our business model, is to support the brands that are trying to grow and do great things and be a backbone for that.
So I'm surprised to say you're in America, you've got 3 plants, and you're saying there's more hemp than people know where to take it.
Correct.
How is that possible?
Well,
what have I been missing here?
Because the processing, what people don't realize is the processing takes a lot of investment, takes a lot of cojones, as they would say right now, because the legal status is still in jeopardy. You're not going to spend $10 million on machines and buildings and people if Jeff Sessions could ruin your day tomorrow. But I think we've gotten far enough now where people aren't as scared of that. They're not as extreme in their nervousness or their hesitation.
So there's money freeing up to grow this thing.
Yeah,
and I think you're going to see it start to pour in here. And, you know, we really want to bring a level of transparency and a level of professionalism and cleanliness to the whole process that just sets us apart. So, you know, the idea is to get the products all the way down to whatever they need to be, whether that's THC stripping, whether that's all the way down to an isolated form from a whole plant form, but to try to do it a little bit better than the next guy. Instead of using long chain hydrocarbons, using food grade components, you know, really vetting out the supply chain, getting people who are growing for the right reasons, making sure we're not bringing things into our facility that are contaminated with pesticides and heavy metals. and a lot of problems that can really cause issues down the road. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, this is helping people. It's supposed to be a medicine, a supplement.
Right. So have you now specialized in extractions of hemp-based, you know, products or for hemp or all kind of botanicals?
So it's hemp specific. Mm-hmm. Not that you couldn't use this for all kinds of botanicals, but there's such a need for this industry right now. It's kind mm-hmm. of a critical point. And we're really trying to step in and fill that gap.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, you know, like you said, we've reached a critical mass where someone has to do it, and it has to be regionalized at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be larger scale than what we're seeing. I always try to give comparisons. You know, the size of this table isn't this extractor we need. We need 10 of these, you know, or whatever, to have probably right. more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And getting people to understand that on outside looking in, oh, why do you still use European hemp? Why do you use this and that? It's like, well, the scale's not there for us. We're in 1,700 stores. We got Robert Scott Bell slinging it with the promo code RSB15, and it's flying out the door. So we need bigger scale. We need more people like Ryan. And I think, you know, Ryan and his team are very forward-thinking, very big picture, much like me,
mm-hmm.
and always thinking about where's this going, where's this mm-hmm. heading, how can we stay cool. in front of it.
Ryan, all the best for doing what you're doing.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, good job. And so check it out, Zelios.com, Z-E-L-I-O-S. If you have hemp and you need it extracted, they're the guys that are doing it in Oregon and Colorado and Kentucky. All right, back to wrap it up with Josh Hendricks here from the NoCo Hemp Expo. Then we're going to go, I don't know, industry party, then go get some meat.
Yeah, they're having some hemp beers over there.
Uh-oh.
What'd you say that
Uh-oh.
Last man was?
It's a bird. Yeah. It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car,
are on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we may be at the NoCo Health Expo today, but we're going to be elsewhere tomorrow. Actually, no, we're going to be here tomorrow as well. How cool is that? And then we're going to keep on moving because we got lots of shows upcoming at the Alive Expo in Atlanta. April 21, 22, and y'all can get in for free at the Robert Scott Bell Show. You hear that, y'all? Get there.
Hang out with me 2 minutes.
Go to no, that's the way I talk, man. I'm a Southerner, adopted it's Southerner. I was born in New York City, but I speak like a Southerner. I can do
I like it.
And let's see, April 20. Oh yeah, free tickets. You go to robertscottbell.com. Scroll down the show notes. You'll see how to get free tickets. Very special code for you. We've got the best answer for cancer, May 17th, 18th, 19th in Orlando. Treating cancer with cannabis in Detroit. CV Sciences was nervous about that one. Because it's treating cancer, right? And I understand. Sure. You got to be careful with that. But
it's
I can talk about
there.
That.
It's just
that. Yeah, U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10th, 11th, 12th. I want you guys there. Somebody's got to be there for the United States Health Freedom Congress. This is the Health Freedom Movement. It's June 10th, 11th, 12th in St. Paul, Minnesota. And the heroes of the Health Freedom Movement, we've got to align the hemp movement into that. Because there's a lot of experience that could be shared that'll help you. Food is medicine in Curacao, which they do have CBD in Curacao now. I found that out from my last trip down there, August 5th through the 11th. Y'all want to join me down there for a week of healing and information and eating good, clean, organic food. We're going to do that. And there'll be more added to the mix. But, Josh, what a journey we've had today.
You're on the road almost as much as me.
Yeah, there's more that I haven't added into the mix. In fact, there may be a first weekend in May, where you said it's Derby weekend. I might be in New York City doing an event with, what's the doctor's name? Now I'm losing it, but get off your acid, Dr. Daryl Joffrey. I had a momentary lapse there.
Nice.
But he's the chiropractor for Kelly Ripa of that morning show, and he went and saw Ryan Seacrest and adjusted him the other day. And Ryan was talking about it on TV.
Fancy.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. So we should have fun up
in
New York City.
We need more celebs getting involved in the hemp extract business, too. But, but yeah, no, my schedule's crazy. I told you I'm going to Palco.
Yep.
That's the end of April. I'm speaking with Maggie
Frank. Got lots
Frank.
Of friends up there at Palco.
Maggie Frank's going to be rocking the stage. She's awesome. I'll leave it at that without cursing.
I went to her lecture in Salt Lake City, in Sandy, Utah.
Yeah, you did.
I was there.
Yeah.
And she was great. She was
she
really
gave
terrific.
A great one at Expo West as well. But yeah, we're going up there. I got a couple stops in D.C. and Pittsburgh and West Virginia in between. And then May's nuts, California and all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I'm thinking about... Living out of a suitcase for the summer.
Living out of suitcase. I know, it's crazy the pace you're on. But we've got more to do tomorrow, in fact. We're going to talk a lot about organic agriculture. We've started a little bit today. But there's a lot of folks in the organic movement tied into the hemp movement, which is exciting. And that, again, for the YouTube listeners, watchers, you'll see us. For those of you who are listening on radio, that will air on Sunday. So we got a lot of great interviews that are still scheduled to happen tomorrow. We didn't interview everybody. We had a lot of guests on tonight, but there's still more to go.
Yeah, and shout out to all my friends for going on. Who'd have thought I had that many friends in the hemp industry that would come on the radio with just a simple ass. But no, we had some great guests. Like, I mean, we had PhDs, we had Fulbright scholars, we had Ryan, who was just on. He's probably the smartest guy in the room, and all those students he's on.
Yes.
He's still sitting here. So. But no, I think we had all these guys, and this is what I talked about from day one. When I started the Kentucky Hemp Industries Association, it was so people would come together and talk. Not so they would share ideas or steal ideas and, you know, work each other and all that stuff, but so that we could really push this thing forward and legitimize the entire industry. I think I've done a good job of surrounding myself with smart people. I tell people all the time, I'm not an expert at anything. I get to speak on these stages because maybe I'm a little charismatic and a little, you know, whatever. But
I saw you up there. I went right to sleep. He's like soothing like a bottle of CBD oil or something.
Yeah, that's why I have a radio show, a base for radio. But, no, I think getting these people together, getting the right minds in the room, I told you I went fishing with some of our competitors.
Yeah.
A couple members of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable on Wednesday.
Nice.
Got to get away and just talk about, you know, our plans, our missions, our kind of where we're going, and really kind of keep it all copacetic and coinciding with the goal of we want this to be free. We want this to be, obviously,
well, let's get it out to everybody. Hey, Super Don's just happy you got a T-shirt coming. That's
yeah,
all.
We got you, Super Don.
He's
just don't
covered.
Let Robert forget it.
I will forget it. No, Super Don won't let me. He can wear it in the sauna he never uses. All right, folks.
Oh, I have one of those. I love
you
mine.
Oh, you do? You got it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Infrared sauna?
Nice. Yeah,
awesome.
Very nice. Listen, we'll be back on Sunday for those of you on radio. Tomorrow for those of you watching on YouTube. Remember the Synergy Science website. You can go to robertswater.com. You can see those saunas available, as well as the new QI technology to neutralize the EM fields in your home or on your person. Yeah, we've got it. And go back in the archives. They're available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and YouTube. And, of course, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Thanks, Josh.
NocoHempExpo.com.
Yeah, check that out. We'll be back with more. The power to heal is yours.
Help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.